Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Elliot, never a dull moment when you cover the Philadelphia Eagles. Good morning, buddy.
Never, ever, ever, ever a dull moment at all. How are you guys doing today?
I'm good, man. So, Elliot, I wrote down earlier and stated on the show earlier four things that I think AJ is frustrated with.
Yeah.
And I'm curious if you think my list lacks something that should be on it or has something on it that shouldn't be on it. And I'm curious which of these you think he's most frustrated about. In whatever order, here are the four things I wrote down. Coaching staff with the new coordinator, passing game concepts this year. I've got Hurts' conservative nature. And again, that one is in particular compounded over time, over the years. The run-heavy emphasis this organization's had.
That's an important factor, though, the compounding effect. The compounding effect, the build-up.
Right.
You know, the frustration, it is worse now because it has continued to frustrate.
It's gone on longer and longer.
Yes.
Three, Elliot, I've got the run-heavy offense. Even when they had Swift, they were running it a lot. Obviously, with Saquon, you got someone that's worth running it a lot, and Hurts is supreme at running. So that whole thing. And four is that other great receivers lap him statistically. And the effect that all of that could have, which is on who's first team All-Pro, how big is my next contract, am I going to make the Hall of Fame, et cetera, et cetera. Do you think that's the list? Am I missing anything? And which do you think is number one?
Yeah, so I think the frustrating part of AJ not yet saying what he means is that we're left to guess, right?
Sure.
So I can only base what I think he's frustrated off of being around him since I've covered him, being in the locker room and being in the building. And my opinion of that list is I don't really think it's any of those. I think it is maybe the statistical thing. I think it does matter to AJ how he's viewed around the league. He has said he wants to be viewed as a number one receiver in the league, and that's hard to do when you're getting 7 yards in a game, right? It's borderline impossible. But when it comes to the run-first approach, I truly have never gotten the sense from AJ that he is jealous or that he's mad at how much Saquon touches the ball. Like, I've never gotten that impression. I've never heard that he feels that way from people in the building. I am positive it's not the coaches. Like, I don't know what he means, but I know what he doesn't mean.
Well, what do you think he means?
I think AJ is frustrated that when the plays for him are called, they are not being run correctly and that the ball is not coming to him. I don't even think it's about getting more plays for him. Of course, he would want more plays. I think the frustration comes from he's in that huddle. He knows the play. He knows how the play is supposed to be run. And when he runs his route and the ball is not getting there, or when he runs his route and the ball is uncatchable, I think that's where his frustration comes from. I think he knows Saquon's a great player, and I know he has a great relationship with Nick Sirianni and Kevin Petullo. I'm very confident he would never call them out cryptically like this. So I think it's as simple as, and maybe it's not simple, but I think it is, when that ball is supposed to come to him and he gets one of his few opportunities, he wants the ball to come there. And
so do you think that's Hurts?
So it's it sounds like you're saying it's the conservative nature of Jalen throwing the ball out of bounds rather than putting it up for a 50-50 opportunity when he perceives AJ as covered. AJ doesn't perceive himself as being covered. Is that what you're suggesting, Elliot?
Yeah, so you're saying it in a conservative way, and I think that's part of it, because there are definitely times where you see Jalen double clutch in the pocket or the ball doesn't come out on time. I thought in the second half against the Buccaneers this past weekend, the issue wasn't being conservative. It was just poor accuracy. And that's rare for Jalen.
Yeah.
Like, Jalen is one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the NFL. Like, statistically, eye test, all that. His accuracy was really poor in the second half on Sunday. That's why the offense stalled. So I think, you know, when you say it's a conservative nature, that's part of it. But I just think watching the tape, like, if I was AJ, yeah, I got 9 targets, but how many of them were truly catchable? Like, you know, maybe 2 or 3 of them. And I think that's probably
I looked at that as Jalen throwing the ball out of bounds instead of making it a chance for an air ball, like you go up and get it, because
even,
then that could cause a turnover.
But you're saying even worse. Why would he just chuck it out of bounds?
Because AJ wasn't open enough for his liking.
Right, then throw it somewhere else or run the ball or do something. Like,
no one else was open either.
When you look at
the all 22, they are, it's skin coverage. I mean, you got DBs manned up, running like right in everyone's back pocket, and you got safeties over the top.
Yeah, go ahead, Elliot, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, in my opinion of watching it, like, I thought that when he threw it, AJ was covered, but the accuracy was poor. Like, there was one on a short route to the left where the ball is 5 yards, you know, kind of wide of AJ. To the two deep passes were almost completely uncatchable. Like, so you're right. He might just be saying, he's not open, let me throw it in that general direction, and at least, like, the play is dead. I would just say that's poor process on Jalen's behalf. Like, if AJ is not open, then run the ball or do something else.
Yeah.
But just chucking, I mean, one of them was almost intercepted. Like, he threw it in the double coverage. So
yeah.
I thought it was just poor decision-making
sure.
and poor acting.
All right, hold on one second. It's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia. We broadcast today from the Tasty Cake Studio. You can win tickets to the Eagles-Broncos game on Friday.
Courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
You got to listen today, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. We're going to give you 4 different names, and with those 4 names, that's how you win the tickets on Friday. Let's have a name today.
And the name is...
Seltzer, take a guess what the name is today. Just take a wild guess.
Seth Joyner.
Take a better guess.
Well, he was a Bronco.
Take a better guess.
Hey, can I guess?
Yes.
T.O.?
No.
Oh, is it A.J. Brown?
A.J. Brown.
I was in the same thinking.
Yeah, as soon as you went there, I was like, oh, okay. I was thinking Broncos. You know, gotcha.
Come on. All right. Know the name A.J. Brown for Friday at 8 o'clock. Make sure you listen tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday at 8 o'clock. We'll give you 4 names over 4 days, all at 8 o'clock, and courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy, you can win the tickets to the Eagles and Broncos. All right, Elliot, double A.J. question here. When is his next media availability, and how do you think he will handle it? Will he be honest? Will he be forthcoming? What will happen? I believe it'll be tomorrow. Paint a picture for us.
Yeah, so in terms of when he'll talk, I would assume tomorrow, but really he could talk Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Those are the 3 times we get access to the players, so he could decide to do it later in the week. He could decide to do it right away. I will say last year when there was that whole drama around the passing game and then also the Brandon Graham talking about Jalen and AJ's relationship, he did talk right away. So, you know, I would expect it'll be tomorrow. And when he does talk, I think he'll be how AJ normally is. AJ is honest. I think he's smart in how he handles the media. So every time there's been a controversy with AJ and he's talked, it has helped. So I expect when he does talk, it will diffuse the situation.
You know, there's another side of this, Elliot, that we should cover, because we talk about AJ's frustrations with X, Y, and Z. You know, someone like Jalen's probably frustrated with AJ. I mean, the team's 4-0. They're one of 2 undefeated teams in pro football. We know Jalen's very, let's do what we need to do to win. And he's probably thinking, what the heck, man? What do you think?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm not going to pretend to have a read on how Jalen feels. He's one of the toughest people to get a read on I've covered. So I would imagine you're right. Like, there's probably a level of frustration for somebody that really doesn't like to deal with off the field drama. Like, he calls it rat poison. Like, when he talks tomorrow, he will be asked about this in multiple different ways. So I'm sure he views it as a frustration. I'll just say this, like, since AJ's been here, there's few players in that building that people defend to me more than AJ, whether it's a player, whether it's a coach, whether it is just someone that works there. Like, they are very defensive of AJ. So maybe Jalen's frustrated with him. Like, I can't speak to that. But I think in the building, like, they are very happy with AJ. They know that he's frustrated, but I never get the sense that they're, like, fed up with it, if that makes sense.
Well, that's good. How banged up is our O-line? And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Lane's situation... What's it really going to look like? It's getting scary that we're missing him for the majority of two games now this season.
Yeah, so, I mean, on a larger scale, I would say, I don't think the five offensive linemen have played a full game together yet this year.
Not
so, like,
good.
They have had a level of turnover there that they really haven't had since 2020. Like, as much as we think of 2020 as collapsing because of how poor Carson was, I think internally they also view that as the line was so bad and everything broke. The heartbeat of this team has always been the offensive line, like personality and then play style. And when they're not playing well, you see what it's like. So in terms of the health, you know, I don't have a read on where Lane is at yet. We'll find out more tomorrow when they practice. But for as much talk as there has been about why is the offense struggling, is it Jalen, is it the coaches, like, it might be the thing we're never used to saying. It might just be the offensive line is executing poorly. And so the fact that they haven't gotten a lot of reps together, or at least consistent reps, I would imagine is part of it.
Yeah, that's a major issue. But the health, like Landon Dickerson, we know he's banged up. How bad is it? When can we expect a return? Every year, I think previously, under Nick Sirianni, it feels like it took a month for the offensive line to gel. And then lo and behold, after, you know, whenever we got to this point, end of September, beginning of October, it felt like things stabilized. I'm hoping we can expect that. Do you expect that?
Yeah, I, you know, I'm at a point with the offensive line where, like, it will take a full year of them not playing well for me to believe they won't turn it around. Like, they're too talented. The coaching is too good. And to your point, it's interesting. Nick's teams win early on in the year, so I can't say they start slow. But, like, they generally have played better football outside of 2023 as the year has gone on. That was the case in 21, 22. in last year as well. So really it was just 23 where they had that collapse. So I do think the team will improve. Nick has proven to be very good at fixing problems in season, which I think is a rare quality for a head coach. So I do think they will improve as it goes on. But yeah, no question. The offensive line, like, they will tell you, they are not executing. Like, when they watch the tape, they're not looking at these plays and going, well, that was a poor play call, that's why it didn't work. Like, they're looking at it and going, man, if we had that one more block, that's a big play. So I think they believe the offensive line is the key to turning this thing around.
All right, Elliot, final thing. We're getting ready also for playoff baseball. It starts in a couple hours, 1 o'clock, the playoffs begin. Reds and Dodgers tonight at 9. Obviously, that's the series that matters most from our standpoint. Phils will play the winner of this best of three. During this week, how many intra-squad games, Ellie, do you think the Phils should play? They're only going to play one tomorrow. I've been saying for months I thought they should play on the Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to stay sharp, particularly for the hitters. What do you think the magic number is?
Yeah, it's a great question. Like, I think you should just stick to the one. I tend to always lean with conserving the bodies and, like, not risking injury. So I definitely get your point about going cold for sure, but you know, imagine they play a third inter-squad game and someone gets hit by a pitch or someone pulls a hamstring. Like, so I get to doing the one, but I would probably lean on just banking on health and then hoping, like, the good vibes from the regular season somehow carry over.
So here's what I'll say, Elliot, and I hear your argument, and it's a valid consideration because I have imagined that injury. But here's what I've also not only imagined but seen. My team gets out of sorts because they're off for a week.
Yeah.
I can imagine that easier. I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
I've seen lots of injuries occur, too.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't think an inter-squad game truly replicates a regular
game. Dude, I'm playing. No. You know what, Elliot? The heck with that.
Intra, Elliot. Come on.
It's intra.
English.
Yeah. Elliot, if I'm Rob Thompson, I'm saying, hey, boys, we're playing baseball. Like, Trey, I don't need you stealing a base. Okay, fine. Don't jam up your wrists and your hands going into second base.
It's not a game, right there. Full stop.
Nah,
it's not a game.
You know what? Like, I'm 98% there.
It's not 100. That's my point. Like, you're not replicating an actual game. So it's basically batting practice. Like, that's basically what it is.
Well, that's the prime thing they got to work on.
All right, we'll do that in the cages where you can't get hurt.
Nothing.
All right.
Elliot,
we're not gonna agree on this.
Stay well, buddy. Good work today, pal. We'll talk to you later in the week.
Thanks, Elliot.
All right, Elliot Shore Parks. Well, look, you got an interesting case study on the human mind and the human dynamic. You got a team that's great. They pretty much always win. You know, they won the Super Bowl last year. A.J. Brown wasn't sniffing the Super Bowl with Tennessee, although he was on some good teams early in his career, but not any, like, truly elite teams. I think they were a one seed one time, but they got clipped early in the playoffs.
Yeah, their first game.
Yeah.
Yep.
They lost.
With Tannehill.
They lost quick.
Yeah.
So, you know, we all know he's happy with winning. I mean, who wouldn't be happy with winning? But we also know it does seem once more. And I wonder how long he can hang in there and kind of deal with it. You know, whatever you define it as. All the issues we've been discussing today. All right, a couple of programming notes. Nick Sirianni in 20 minutes with us, so the Eagles head coach at 8:40. Rob Thompson tomorrow at 8 o'clock. We look forward to talking to the Phils skipper. Also, speaking of the Phils in the playoffs, so they start on Saturday for the Phillies. We don't know the time yet. I would guess that the Phillies will be like a 5:30 or 8 o'clock
game. It's 1 or 7.
Isn't
that right, James?
Well, yeah, TBS games.
Then they'll be 7.
Well, if it's the Dodgers.
Depends.
If it's the Reds, they might be 1. Because if it's like Cubs Brewers or something, it's possible.
Yeah, they're going to go with Cubs Brewers.
It's possible, I'm saying, at least.
Yeah. Now, explain that theory, James.
So if it's Phillies Reds, that's a less exciting matchup than Cubs Brewers.
Cubs.
And Brewers would be in Milwaukee. We'd be here. So
Cubs have a big national.
Let me tell you this, James.
I'm just saying it's possible. If it's Phillies Dodgers, it'll lock it in 7 o'clock.
Right. Of course.
I'm just saying Phillies Reds, it is possible that we're not. The
Here's
Reds are
I'm
like
at.
The least interesting team in the playoffs.
Here's where I'm at. The freaking Brewers. Whose ballpark looks like a mausoleum, like the way the New York Islanders stadium looked for all these years. They will be the early game. Book
I know,
it.
I'm just saying.
Book it.
If we're playing the Reds, it might not be. I'm just saying.
Phillies Reds, 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Book it.
Yep. Those Reds, they're primetime Reds.
Hey, you know what happened the last time
right,
the Phillies played the Reds
in
a playoff?
Can you name a player on the Reds? Can anyone name a player on the Reds?
Sure, Barry Larkin.
Hunter Green.
Barry
Larkin. No, current. Oh. Hunter Green is a player.
Look at you. All I know is De La Cruz.
Ellie, sure.
Yeah, he's really good.
I mean, he wasn't even that good this year. Their best hitter is not Ellie this year. Like that, so they are a bad playoff team. Well, like they got pitching, but they are they have one of the worst.
A lot, right?
Listen, they're one of the worst offenses I remember in recent years.
They're my argument against the expanded playoffs.
Well, it's the Mets' fault. It's not their
fault. Well, yeah. Well, they're my argument against.
It really is the Mets' fault in reality. All right, so real quick on the Reds are the first team in Major League Baseball history to have no qualifying batter hit 270, no batter hit 25 home runs, no pitcher win 15 games, no pitcher get 200 strikeouts in a non-shortened season and make the playoffs.
Yeah.
But they got Tito.
Yeah, well, yeah, they got Francona.
That they do have. Yeah. That he's real.
But it does speak to the expanded playoffs, because obviously a squad like this would have never gotten in yesteryear. All right, so speaking of the playoffs, Friday we get you ready as the radio station for the playoffs, the day before they begin for the Phillies. Red October, big pep rally at Stateside Live. That's what formerly was Xfinity Live. And Joe and Hugh, their show from 10 to 2. Spike Ike and Bobon, their show from 2 to 6. All the shows going to be there other than ours, because, of course, we're every Friday at Borgata. But get you ready for some playoff baseball. Reds and Dodgers tonight at 9. So four playoff games today. The one that obviously matters most from our standpoint is the start of the best of three. Reds and Dodgers, 9 o'clock tonight. And you know, it's a little bit of a bummer. It's so late, obviously. But it has great implications.
It'll be 9 o'clock every night, for what it's worth, too.
Yeah.
All three games. I mean, I guess unless if they go three and the others don't, they could move it up theoretically to like 7 if there's no other game. But
yeah. Dodgers are the only West Coast team hosting in this round. So that's what you get there. All right. Let's give you Turkey Bowl finalists. And then we'll get right back to the phones. So this is going to be Turkey Bowl 7 this year. If you don't know, we'd announce a game either on Thanksgiving Day or the week of Thanksgiving every year, other than I think 2 years affected by the pandemic. We've been doing Turkey Bowl since around 2017 or so. Anyway, we're up to Turkey Bowl 7. It's all presented by Cheney University. We thank Cheney University for their, you know, their sponsorship of Turkey Bowl. Cheney University, empowering minds, cultivating leaders, and shaping futures. We also thank, we can't thank them all by name, but the many high schools that submitted part of the process to submit schools, athletic directors and principals submitting schools. And we've narrowed it down. And this is when the voting will begin, to now three games and six schools eligible to have that 17 or 18-year-old's kid featured on WIP. I mean, we're going to call the game. We love it. We're going to call the game. By the way, the winning schools, the ones that ultimately win, you know, in the voting process, the whole deal, both schools are going to receive $3,000. The athletic department is going to receive $3,000. Voting is going to end November 7th. So you've basically got a month and a week to get the votes in at 94WIP.com. Who should you vote for? Well, you can decide amongst these six schools, these three games. Let's crank it up. The finalists for Turkey Bowl 7. Congratulations to a finalist, Audubon High School against Haddon Township High School. We've been in Jersey before. We could go back. We've been in Jersey a lot the last couple years.
Yeah,
now I think about
last few, yeah.
All right, so Audubon and Haddon Township, congratulations to you. You are a finalist. So, two is Haverford High School and Upper Darby.
Ooh.
A classic. So, congrats to Upper Darby and Haverford. And then finally, one final game that merits consideration as a finalist. They merged a couple years back. They've had a great basketball program. Mm-hmm. And their football team might be featured. Newman Goretti and South Philadelphia High School. I don't think Scoop Jackson, or no, was it Scoop Jardine and Rick Jackson? Weren't they
Scoop
the players?
Jardine, yeah.
Scoop Jardine and Ricky Jackson, who went to the Newman Goretti and then on to Syracuse. I don't think they'll be playing in this game. Maybe we'll interview them during the game. Maybe they pop out Thanksgiving Day or something. I don't know which days are which games are Thanksgiving, which are the week of. But here's what I do know. They're all the week of Thanksgiving games, and we look forward to it. So Newman Goretti and South Philadelphia High School.
I actually have to go to South Philly High tomorrow. Ooh. After that's where you get the work papers.
Find
putting
out if
that
they're,
kid
if
to work.
Put him to work, right?
Yeah,
there.
But he
is he 16?
Oh yeah, but he's been working, but he's working at camp, and
there
that's in Jersey.
Go. Sure.
So we had Jersey working papers. Now he needs Philadelphia.
Get those papers. We'll find out the lay of the land tomorrow.
I will find out. I'll make excited. I'll check out some people.
All right. So Newman Goretti,
anyone
South
offers
Philadelphia.
You a bribe or anything like that? Right. Yeah.
Hey, let me say this. I accept bribes.
I am okay. Open to being on the take here. Okay, guys. Like I'm open.
No, I'm kidding around. Hey, get the votes in to 94WIP.com. Obviously, spread the word to your family and friends, particularly if you're associated with one of those six schools as a current student, alum, teacher, administrator, former administrator, whatever it might be. Congrats to all of them. It's good stuff. Voting goes on for about 5 weeks. All right, 215-592-9494. The main question today, how concerned are you about the A.J. Brown situation? I am very concerned. I am not 10 out of 10 concerned, but this ain't 4 out of 10 anymore. It ain't. To me, this latest bout 2 days ago took it to a higher level. I mean, he's that frustrated in the midst of winning. Imagine what happens if they don't keep winning. Now, they should win at a decent clip, but they're 4-0 and he's that frustrated. Imagine, you know, if they're not at some point. So I think it's a legitimate worry. And I'll say this in the right to the phones. I said earlier, I'll say it again. There are only a couple players in my lifetime in Philadelphia sports where it felt like it all changed when they joined the team. There are great players that didn't all change immediately. Lindros got here in 92. Team wasn't ready to win. Just wasn't ready. And he was really young. He was like 18 or 19. Didn't make the playoffs till his third year. Iverson didn't make the playoffs till his third year. Bryce Harper didn't make the playoffs, I think, till his third year. Might have been his fourth. But it changed when Terrell Owens got 04. It just, you knew immediately it was different. I mean, my point is, you knew in 22 immediately with A.J. Brown, you could just tell it was different and has stayed different all the way through. You saw it with A.J., you saw it with T.O., you saw it last year with Saquon. If you're old enough, you know it happened with Dr. J. I mean, they'd been meandering for portions of the 70s. He got here, bang, right to the NBA Finals. A.J. Brown is a really special player. He is, I think, still in his prime. I can't prove it to you, but I think he is. I don't want to discard him. I want to find a way to get this right. But I know this. His frustration is mounting. It seems
mounting
like considerably.
And compounding.
Yeah. And that's a worry. To me, that is a worry. All right. Are you worried about, I mean, everyone's got to be worried about it to some extent. How worried are you? Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Dan in Philadelphia. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, everyone. How are we?
Doing well, Dan.
Yeah. Obviously, I was a little concerned, but after unpacking what Elliot just said, that nobody seems to have a problem with AJ. They all kind of love him. They all support him. And he thinks he doesn't have a problem with the coaches. And I think this problem is going to escalate between him and Jalen is what it seems. So how far is that going to escalate, especially if it keeps going that way?
Listen, Dan, I think that is probably the main thing.
And that's a whole nother worry in and of itself.
Of course.
Other than AJ just being not a diva, but, you know, expressing himself on social media and stuff right now. But, yeah, that's cause then what happens, John? The locker fractures, right? Somebody takes Jalen's side. People take AJ's side. This can turn into a whole different thing. So I think at some point we got to start thinking about, I mean, obviously they're not going to trade Jalen, but what is it that we can get for AJ? Are the Eagles willing to do it just to appease him and appease, you know, settle everything down? And I think the obvious suitor would be New England with Vrabel as the head coach, Lurie's relationship with Kraft, you know, that just seems to be
well,
the
that's one.
Thing.
Dan, I think there'd be a ton of suitors because it's A.J. Brown. I will tell you this. Let me give you some good news as I perceive it in this whole thing that you were just touching on. I think even if A.J. is super frustrated this season and it continues to mount, I don't think he will submarine the season. Terrell Owens submarined 05. He did. He did.
Well,
I'll say this, Dan. I think AJ has too much respect for his teammates at large and someone like Sirianni. I think, this is just a guess, that I don't think it would get that far in season. It may get to the point after the season where he says, you gotta throw me a lifeline and get me off this team so I can go catch 120 balls.
I'm not comparing AJ to T.O. type behavior. I'm just saying whatever starts cracking inside, if this continues, then I mean we're not going to have any idea. I can see getting to that point. Hopefully not in season, but what's the point of keeping AJ if the frustration stays and he's really not getting any?
Well, I'll give you. I'll answer that.
Decoy on the field.
The point is they're winning anyway.
Right. So
I mean, that is the point.
But, I mean, I don't know. Hopefully it doesn't turn into that. Maybe they can fix this. It seems like the same story every year, but
Yeah, but when you
be
but
another game plan next week, and it's possible AJ will catch eight balls and have 150 yards, and this week will be forgotten, and he'll go on a little run, and we'll and our look the next few games, actually the next month worth of games. I don't know exactly. Denver's on a short week for them, and they have to come all the way out here, so that sets up favorably for us. But these next few games are not as challenging, really, in big picture, as our first.
John, they're going to be 8-0.
It's very possible.
Wow. They are
This next month when we play significantly lesser teams compared to what we just played.
Yeah,
that all this takes care of itself.
Because the Vikings aren't last year's Vikings.
Yeah,
Broncos aren't really ready.
Problems on the defense.
Yeah, they're going to be 8-0.
It will look a lot better soon.
All right, Dan, give me a great catchphrase for an event or a thing.
Judy the Beauty, Go With Joe, 1997 prom campaign.
You're such a horse's hiney.
Nailed it.
I got two from sports. One is Philadelphia sports. One is not, that I think could be the winning answer. And there's a lot of big answers, but there's one in Philly sports
I think I have the same one as you.
It's four words.
Mine's three. I guess it could be four, depending on if there's a...
Actually, I'll grant you that. It depends on the spelling.
Okay, so I think
it's one word or two words. Yes, it depends if it's one word or two words.
We have a different one. This is interesting.
No, I'm saying if it's like... Mine is either three or four words.
So is mine.
Depending on how you spell something.
On how you say something.
Okay, fair enough. Let's go to OG Wade. Sirianni joins us in about 5 minutes. Good morning, Wade.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Great, Wade. OG Wade.
I'm listening to all of this stuff, the Elliott stuff, everybody, and it seems like there's a whole lot of people kissing AJ's ass. To me, I'm disgusted right now because this is year after year after year. And I told y'all guys, I take pride in playing the long game. I thought the Eagles should have got rid of AJ in 23. Okay. And they didn't. So
might not have won the Super Bowl.
No, we don't know that. You say,
no,
might
well,
not
I
have,
said,
but,
might, I said, might
okay,
not have won
just
the Super Bowl.
Let me say this, Joe, to that. Mm-hmm. AJ didn't make any play in that Super Bowl or in any of the playoff games.
It's the season. Wait, it's about the season. He made a lot of plays. He makes it easier for Saquon and Jalen.
Is AJ the only receiver in the world that can make plays?
No, but hold on. Very hard to replace a player of that level. Come on, how often in Philly sports do you have someone?
Joe, okay, let me ask you this question,
sure,
Joe.
Sure.
Name me a top 10 wide receiver. Name me those guys that have got a Super Bowl. Because
you're saying in recent years, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean Tyreek Hill during his Chiefs year.
Right.
You know, that one. But there's probably not a ton. I mean, AJ would be one last year.
Right. But Mike, I would contend that Josh Allen said the reason why he was able to play like he played that, the freedom, the weight that's off of his back, of happen to have a receiver constantly down your back. I want the ball. I want this. I want that. And I came
what
on this
Super
show.
Bowl has Josh Allen played in yet?
None.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
None. But I'm just, and I'm with you on that one, Rhea. So I'm not going to, but here's what I think with AJ. AJ needs to be, that scene needs to come off of that chest, off of that shirt. Because first of all, as a captain, you're supposed to make yourself available, okay, for the media, because you're speaking for the team, correct? You're the spokesperson for the team. You cannot be out here sending cryptic messages on Twitter and everywhere you can get some attention, pillow talking with Shady McCoy about Jalen Hurts and thinking that you're going to be a captain on this team. That's not what captains do.
Look, it's a reasonable point, Wade.
That's the best point someone's made so far, the C on the chest.
Wade, the rare good point from you, actually. I'm just playing around, buddy.
Yeah, and I'm just, to me, Brandon Graham stopped it last year. He said, I'm not on my watch. And he took a hell of a lot of heat for doing it.
Yeah, he did.
There's no Brandon Graham right now that's going to step in the midst of this thing that we're getting ready to go through.
I don't know about that, Wade. They didn't have to do it publicly. Mulata was very careful what he said publicly last night. But I wouldn't put it past the Mulatas and the Lanes. And I'd have to think who else. I think Blankenship's a leader. I think Bond's a leader. You know, I think there's some guys in there that can help corral this thing. But this is a challenge. I think this is one of the biggest.
Playing doesn't help.
Yeah, but he's got enough cred, man. I mean,
he's not playing. He's not out there on the field.
I think what has to happen right now to get this ship on the right road, I think after this Denver game, we need to rest the guard.
Dickerson.
Yeah. We need to rest Lane, and I would give AJ a week off to get his thoughts together. I think AJ
He's not Aguilar, man. I mean, come on.
No, that's not what I'm talking about, Joe. I'm talking about his mental. I'm concerned about AJ's mental. And then I'm more concerned that
I think he'll be in a worse. Let me tell you something. If Nick Sirianni goes to him on a Tuesday and says on a Wednesday, "Hey AJ, I'm not playing you this week,"
that will decimate his mental.
Yeah,
You think he was already
in a bad mood? Oh, good luck.
That's not what I'm.
When
I'm
they
not
didn't
talking about
punish
benching.
Jalen Carter,
right?
Please.
No,
come
I'm
on.
Not talking about benching for like discipline.
No, not
there.
Benching. You're saying I'm choosing not to play you. It's not going to work. All your other
sake.
Points are good. That one stinks. Give me a great answer,
sake,
buddy. Give me a catchphrase, Wade.
OG Wade's always right.
Oh, Wade. I love you, buddy. I'm not even going to write it down, but I love him. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin Certified One Owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. The first poll question, Phil's going to play one intra-squad game. They're going to play it tomorrow as they prepare for the playoffs, which begins Saturday. How many intra-squad games do you think they should have scheduled? I think it should have been three. Last year they did zero. Obviously they've amended that. We've got four choices here. Zero, one, two, three. I would have done three. They're going to do one. Second poll question. Do you worry that this may be A.J. Brown's last season with the Eagles? Seltzer, do you worry about that? Yes or no?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you prior to, 2 days ago?
No.
No.
No, I didn't. I really didn't. I mean, it's always around because we run in these things, but no, I really, it wasn't something that was at the front of my mind. And now, like, if I had to bet, I would probably bet it's his last season.
Really?
I probably would. I don't think anything happens in season, but I don't know. I'm definitely concerned long term.
I won't go there yet. Tell you where I'll go right now. Let's hear another New York talk show host in a bad mood about the Mets losing. All right, because, Ray, I mean, we can't get enough of this stuff. So Sirianni's going to join us any moment. But let's listen to that Evan Roberts from WFAN in New York. Another lament, and he's a big Mets fan, another lament about the Mets season and down the drain.
Maybe the most gutless, most spineless, a team that brought us maybe the biggest black mark in the history of the New York Mets. We congratulate the 2025 New York Mets for doing the impossible. All the talent in the world, an owner willing to spend, a team president who's the smartest man in the room. Congratulations on somehow, some way, taking 21 games above 500, taking a garbage bottom of the National League, and somehow finding a way to screw their fans one last time.
Oh, all true, except for one thing.
Is it worse than 7 with 17 to play? That's my question.
Well,
he said the biggest black mark in the history of the Mets.
Yeah,
I don't know that it's worse. I don't.
Because of the way they choked it into the Marlins in that last game when it was 7-0.
It's up there. Look, I think it's similar. But look, they choked that to us with the 6-0 game with Tom Glavin. So, like, I don't know.
But what I was going to say is where he's wrong is he said one last time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mets fan.
Oh, contraire.
Who's probably also a Jets fan. There's more misery for you in your life,
I have a buddy who's a Mets-Jets fan.
No.
And he is like, given up, practically. I mean, with the Jets, I'm worth caring.
In a salary cap world. I mean, the last 30 years, the whole point was to, raise up the lesser teams in football.
I was waiting for the Denver game to start, and that's the only reason I was watching the Jets. And I watched it for like an hour, and I went, they're really just bad.
They're really bad.
All the time.
They're always bad. They're what the Clippers used to be.
Yeah.
You know? All right, so we'll talk to Nick Sirianni any moment. He'll be calling into the show. Let's talk to Mike right now. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. I just want to let everybody know, as I'm taking the train into Manhattan, there's more Eagles hats on the train than anything else.
Oh,
no,
I love
way.
It.
That's awesome.
That's good, man. Well, they're probably coming from Trenton. That's where a lot of Philadelphia people commute up to New York with that Trenton stop.
Yeah, so just remember that there's a plenty of Mets and Jets fans out there living their lives, so our life is not so bad. All right, listen, I think this AJ thing is getting a little overblown, quite honestly. Let me just say, it's childish, it's extremely immature, and I hate that he's doing this because it's like watching like just some teenage girl online. That said, listen, contribution over credit. He's not even contributing. I mean, he's so upset, and I agree with him. I don't like the way he's going about it, but you know what? We've done this every single year with him. Every single year, there's been something. 2 years ago, he wiped clean all this Eagle stuff from his Instagram, and we thought that was the end. And every year, they turn it around. They somehow get him the ball. Last week, he balled out. He balled out because Jalen was throwing him the ball and throwing him the ball like in the field, not down the sideline with these impossible catches. That's all he wants, and that's all that needs to happen. And guess what? That's exactly what I'm expecting to happen. So I think this is just getting way overblown. I'm more concerned about the offensive line.
Well, Mike, the line's a concern. I tend to think that's more likely to come together as they get healthy. I hear you. They've solved the AJ problems. Well, solve's probably not the right word. They have dealt with the AJ stuff before. This one, to me, does feel different. I'm just telling you. Yeah. This one feels different. I'm not saying it's definitely the end of the road. I'm just telling you, I've seen enough with sports to know these things pile up, and sometimes they tip over. And this one really worries me.
Yeah, I'm at a 3 or 4 on this one, Joe.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm with you, Mike.
Mike, give me a big-time answer for a catchphrase for an event or a thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh. Friends, Bedlam at the Bank.
Oh, yeah, Bedlam at the Bank. Yeah.
Pretty good. That's a great one.
That is a great one. Bedlam at the Bank.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah. And I thought his phone was Fritzing. And it was, but he
got the answer.
In
yeah, he must have had some lead up, but they nailed got the that. Answer at the end.
Bedlam at the Bank. Good answer. So what's the deal? Sirianni's trying to figure out how to answer these A.J. Brown questions?
He's still prepping, I'm guessing.
Ray, is he like...
Bob Lang's got him on the skewer right now.
How am I squirming out of this one?
I'm sure, yesterday he had, the beat reporters. I'm sure he's ready for them.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing he is prepped for when he...
Sure.
In one way, I'll just say, he was in college, but he was a receiver.
He gets the mentality.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, you know, and you've seen the videos of him playing.
Yeah.
Very passionate.
Yeah, I would not want to be the guy that doesn't get the ball to Sirianni, but here's the difference.
AJ Brown, Sirianni,
AJ Brown,
yes.
Is, you know.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm just saying the
AJ
mentality.
Brown. All right, let's talk to John right now in North Philadelphia. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, John.
Hey, how's it doing? How's it going? I'm not too worried about the AJ Brown situation. I'm more so worried about the OC and the calls that's being made. Pretty like last year, just like you guys just alluded to, as soon as he started making complaints and then the next few games he balls out. Like I said before, I'm really not too worried about
AJ Brown. What if Patrick Surtain's on him this week?
If Patrick Surtain's on him this week and he's 1-on-1, he's cooked.
I'm just saying, like, that does not make the situation easier.
No.
If I was facing, you know, when Nolan, what was that, Carroll and Bradley Fletcher, then... yeah. I mean, seriously, John, it's maybe the best corner in football.
Surtain's probably going to be...
Yeah, it doesn't make the situation better, but I believe everybody's looking at the wrong thing. If our passing yards is under 200 and our two main guys is not getting open, it's not... I would say it's 60-40 on the OC and the players.
I got
at the end of the day... Yeah,
all right, John, I want to get to Nick Sirianni, who's on the line ready to go. Give me a catchphrase. Give me a catchphrase. You can win the tickets to John Legend. What do you got?
I would like to go to, let's say, the 1980s U.S. Olympic hockey team. Do you believe in miracles?
Do you believe in miracles?
Ooh, Miracle on Ice, I think is what
Miracle
he
on Ice would have been the better answer. I mean, now he's just quoting a famous call from a... That's not the right answer. All right, let's talk to the Eagles head coach, Nick Sirianni. They win, you know, again... because they almost always win. And the Eagles get to 4-0 with this latest win, but obviously controversy is in the air. Coach Nick Sirianni is brought to us by Bud Light this week. The Bud Light Eagles pep rally is Friday night at Creekside Sports Bar in Royersford. Hang with Ava Graham and score tickets to an Eagles game. And Nick joins us right now. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Nick,
hey,
Coach. Congratulations on the win. We could dwell extensively on the... on the good stuff, but listen, everyone wants us to get down to the business, so let's do it. How concerned, Nick, are you about the AJ Brown situation?
Yeah, not concerned. You know, we all want to get better. We've set a pretty high standard here, and we all want to get better. We all want to enjoy the win when we get it, and we all want to get better from it, right? I think that I'd be more concerned if people... if we were in this locker room and we're like, hey, we're 4-0 and being satisfied. I think you're seeing from the entire team. No, that doesn't mean we don't enjoy the win in the moment, but you're seeing from the entire team that we all want to get better. We all want to raise our standard. And that's the reality of September, October football is you're working your way up to get better. Right. There's not like I've seen a lot of teams, you know, peak too early. And our goal is to be playing our best football by the end of the year. That doesn't mean we got to be more consistent as coaches. We got to be more consistent as players. And we have a high level and a high standard for ourselves. And we just want to continue to reach that and work towards that.
So, Nick, I really admire your ability through the last few years to diffuse some situations. I really do. And I think part of it is how you answer questions, you know, in press conferences and interviews. But I will tell you, the not concerned thing, I mean, this is one of the great players in Philly sports. It seemed like he may be alluding to wanting to be out. I think that the heart of it is he's wondering how much longer can I take it, not getting the ball as much as other great receivers in football. Do you think I'm wrong that that's the heart of the matter? And I mean, I think this is a pretty big situation right now.
Yeah, and you're entitled to your opinion, obviously. And, you know, what I see it as a guy that wants to contribute to his football team because he knows he's able to contribute to his football team. And, you know, if we, you know, the things that we know, like, we know that the past 3 years that AJ's been here, we've won a lot of football games. And 1 year he had almost 1,500 yards. 1 year he had 1,400 yards. Last year, you know, missed a couple games and had 1,100 yards. So we know when we're playing our best, you know, he's contributing.
Yeah.
When we're clicking on all cylinders, he's contributing. And that doesn't mean you can't win games and when he's not contributing. But you know, I think that we all know that, you know, to reach the standard that we want to reach, all right, it has to be working on, you know, it has to be, you know, in the run game, in the pass game, on defense, on special teams. It needs to be hitting to hit the standard that we want to hit. Now, until it gets to that standard, until, you know, as you build up in the season, our job as players is to find ways to win, get better from, you know, what you went through in the game, work our butts off in the week to get better as well, and repeat until you're playing, you know, the type of football that is to your standards. But sure. We're not there yet, and it's early in the year. We're four games through, and you know, our whole focus as an entire team is, you know, how do we get better? How do we get better? How do we get better?
Sure. So the numbers say that AJ had more targets than yards for just the third time in his career in this last game. Mm-hmm. So how do you help him contribute to the team with more involvement moving forward?
Yeah. Again, you know, and it's no secret. The pass game runs through AJ. It runs through Devontae. It runs through Dallas. Saquon's got a big part of it. And then you got some good contributing factors. Grant Calcaterra's had some plays throughout the season. Jahan Dotson has. You know, Mechie's done a nice job, right? And so you got other pieces there as well. And so, you know, there's a lot of guys there that can and will get the ball. And so, you know, obviously everything that we do, it starts, like our week preparation never starts, or our, you know, when we're watching tape is like, okay, how do we get AJ the ball? How do we get Dallas the ball? How do we get Devontae the ball? That's, you know, I'm not letting any secrets out right there. Like, that's how every, you know, game plan meeting starts.
Sure.
And so that's on our mind. That's why, you know, through the course of the year, I'm always confident that those things play themselves out through the course of the year. We're in a small sample size right now. It hasn't, you know, where he hasn't got, you know, the amount of touches that he normally has, but we're in a very small sample size. And, you know, I know how we game plan. I know how, you know, we think through things. I know how important he is. And again, like, it's our job inside this building is to not ride the roller coaster of the outside and be completely focused. If you're focused on other things, if you're focused on too much other stuff, that you're taking a little bit of focus away from what the main goal is, mm-hmm. to get better, win, find ways to win and get better. So, you know, our job is to focus on our process, to focus on, you know, the right things, and attempts to be playing our best football by the end of the year.
Nick, one thing though, on, you know, the outside, does it disappoint you when AJ takes it to the outside? Social media is not the locker room. Social media is the work, and the world can hear my thoughts and know what I'm thinking. Does it disappoint you when he writes what he wrote?
No, I don't get disappointed with those types of things. You know, and again, like, there, it's all about the conversations that you have individually. Like when you don't have communication with somebody, then you're forced to think, man, what could this have meant, or what could that meant? That's why we're in constant communication. That's why together is one of our core values. And so you understand things that are going on when maybe people who aren't in constant communication may not.
Nick, does it help the offense become, more difficult to defend if Jalen takes more risks downfield. And I know that's part of what makes him great. I know part of why we're 20-1 in the last 21 games is he doesn't turn the ball over. But he's a risk-averse quarterback. But would it help the offense become less predictable if he would take more risks?
Yeah, just because he doesn't throw interceptions, I don't believe that he's risk averse. Because we talk in two different things. We talk about protecting the football because of the success we've had, and the formula that we've had to win. Let's call it what it is. Our job is to win football games, period, find any way we can win to win football games. And we know our success that we've had when we protect the ball and we take the ball away. But we also, on the other end, know how hard it is to score points when you're not explosive. I think I've been saying this since the beginning of this year. We have to be more explosive. But that you can't risk the ball to be more, you don't want to risk the ball in attempts to do that. There's ways to do that where you still protect the football and still make good decisions. And Jalen's just one piece of protecting the football. How you carry the football as a ball carrier is a big piece of that as well. We've done a nice job so far, only turning it over one time and, forcing however many, 5 turnovers for us. We're +4 right there. And we've won every game, to date. And that's a big reason for it. Mm-hmm. Now, again, like I said, you still want to create explosives because it's hard to, if you're in the run game, if you're in the pass game, it's hard to dink dunk your way down the field because, this game, the other team forces mistakes, right? And, there's ups and downs in each game. So both are important. Both are very important. We've found, with our taking care of the football, though, that's always at the top of our mind, and also we want to be explosive.
Nick
Sirianni answered your question.
Yep. Nick Sirianni here on WIP. Nick, team's 4-0, by the way. I don't have to remind you, but I'll remind everyone listening. The nature of this conversation, people wouldn't necessarily think it. So let's talk about some really good things. Nick, on Sunday, the game basically starts with a block punt, if you will. After your defense gets a stop, it's a block punt. And shortly after that happened, Tom Rinaldi said on Fox that he overheard you on the sidelines say, I told you. And it seemed to be in reference to something related to how to block that punt. Had you noticed something during the week that you specifically saw that could give your squad an advantage and it worked out?
Yeah, don't want to get into anything like that. But Coach Clay and the special teams coaches do such a phenomenal job of, prepping our guys for the week and seeing different things whether it's a return, whether it's a block, whether it's, a trick play or whatever. They just do such a good job and have a good feel of when to call things. And I think that just in that moment, he called an opportunity for a block in that moment by Coach Clay, and our guys went out and executed. I actually don't even remember saying I told you so. I just was so excited celebrating with Coach Clay, watching our guys celebrate together. I thought our guys played extremely, extremely tough. I think our guys played extremely, extremely hard with their effort. And I love the celebration that they had, there. And that's why football is awesome, guys, right? I mean, it takes everybody. I know majority of the questions that I answered today were about the offense, but man, this is a team game, and it takes offense, defense, special teams, and we got contributions from each phase, and that's why football is, to me, the best team sport there is.
I agree with you.
The best sport there is.
Coach, what were you saying to Baker Mayfield, and after the fact with the taunting increase in penalties, do you worry that you're undermining your authority, the example that you're setting for your players?
Baker and I actually really respect him. I got to know him a little bit when we practiced against them when he was at Cleveland and I was at Indy, and really enjoyed my conversations with him. It was just some fun back
he
and forth.
He seems awesome.
I told him after the game, I said, "And besides our guy, you're one of my favorite guys to watch. I really admire his competitiveness. Wow. I really admire his you know, his. I just think he's a really, really good quarterback, and just to really admire his game. And I was just having some fun in there. It makes, you know, I talked to him after the game as well, and told him that after the game because I got a lot of respect for him, and he's won a lot of football games.
Huh? Just having fun,
that's Nick. Congrats on. Look, it was a great September. You guys went 4-0. I know there were some, you know, circumstances that were odd in the way you landed at 4-0, but you're 4-0. Congrats on a great September, and yes, good luck for the Denver Broncos.
4-0 is nice, but we just want to continue to get better, and that's all our mindset is. And I know a lot of teams would trade places with us, be 4-0, but you know what? We're never satisfied. We want to keep getting better, and we'll look back at it at the end of the year and be happy with whatever. But you know, our job is just to get better and find ways to win games.
You got it. Nick, good luck on Sunday. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, right, coach.
Thank you. All right, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.